Clagsby Hill. We had a very long, made Norwegian-style sledge.
No, not that.
We hurtled down, we hit what must have been...
Go and find her.
Where are you going, Master? For a drink.
Okay, you guys want anything else?
Three bus beers and some ginger and lime, please.
Six shots of giggle water.
Tea, Earl Grey, hot.
This snake juice is basically rat poison.
I spent my whole life right here in Lackawanna County.
A drink, I like it.
I know, it's great, right?
Another!
For the hundreds of people that are in the room right now.
Yeah, right?
Thousands.
There are literally
dozens of us.
Literally dozens.
A little Arrested Development reference there. Yeah.
You know, right. You know. Gentlemen, welcome back. This round is on me. And for everyone in our live audience at Ironton Wizard Fest, a doctor, a lawyer, a pilot, and a professor, and countless other brand new best friends have all walked into a bar.
Woo-hoo!
I do see some familiar faces in the audience, but for those who don't know, we are the host of the wildly successful.
It is wild.
Immensely popular.
Uh-huh. With our wives and mothers.
Dare I say, genre challenging podcast. A doctor and a lawyer walk into a bar. Thank you not only for being a part of our first live show here at Ironton Wizard Fest, but our first live show. This is kind of groundbreaking for us. My name is William, and I am the resident doctor from A Doctor and a Lawyer Walk Into a Bar. I actually do practice family medicine in Ashland. The lawyer, I'll let him introduce himself.
I'm Cody. Me and William are brothers, actually, and I'm the lawyer, practice in Williamstown, Kentucky.
And quickly into the course of our show, we got two new co-hosts, and we haven't been able to get rid of them since.
So the
full title is A Doctor, a Lawyer, and a Pilot, and a Professor Walk Into a Bar.
But they actually, very early on, they brought it to a vote. They said, look, do we want to change the name of the podcast? Which was very kind of them. And we said, now that's a cool name, and it sounds way more official.
So. Indeed. Yeah. Well, Alex... Introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Alex. I am the pilot of A Doctor and a Lawyer, parentheses, and a pilot and professor. So Cody and I have known each other for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
We got roped in to life together, and then he said, you've got to meet my brother and his friend.
Dallas.
Yeah.
I refer myself into the third person all the time. I'm the professor. I teach criminal justice at a community college back home, and if you've ever watched the show Community, it's 100% the same. We have paintball games every year. It's a whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Me and William were roommates in college. Which was a long time ago.
Easy.
And trickled down from that side this way, getting to know all these guys ever since. So, yeah.
Indeed. Well, a doctor and a lawyer walk into a bar, or DNL, because, gosh, saying it over and over again has been... a little difficult. It started, in short, during the pandemic. Cody and I would have Zoom calls because we couldn't physically go and decompress and hang out in an actual bar. And then one day we hit record. And that was 4 years ago now?
Yeah, about April of 2020.
That's when we posted our first episode.
Yeah.
Since we physically couldn't hang out in a bar, Dad had always said, and... Logan Murphy, if you're listening to this, thank you for inspiring the entire show. He said, gosh, you and your brother sound like the beginning of a terrible joke. And if we know anything about comedy, is the more you double down, the funnier it gets. And so it's been...
I just tell a joke until I stop thinking it's funny. It's already started.
Oh, it's already started. Okay. All right. So we have an hour. And we wanted to show you what we do in the course of an hour. So we decided to do a clip show.
Of every single episode type we ever do.
Most TV shows, that's their cop-out mid-season, where they all gather around a table and they talk about what happened and they play clips. We're going to attempt to do a clip show live in person for you today.
But brand new and fresh,
but still a clip of everything that we do.
This could never go wrong.
This is like 1.25 speed in real life.
So the premise of the show... we walk into this fictional pub that we have all made up, and we have traditional things that might happen whenever friends gather together. There might be trivia, there might be game night, you might watch movies together, mm-hmm. sit and talk about life, table topics. So we're going to do a little bit of that, very rapid fire over the course of the next hour, live for you today, just so you can get a taste of what we do on the show. Now, I did want to, if you've stopped by the, hang on, let me consult my notes here for a sec. Oh, do you like the 90s aesthetic of the Trapper Keeper here? Have you ever been curious about what Harry Potter would look like if it was interpreted through the lens of the 90s? Well, me too. It's 90s magic over there in front of Dragonfly.
Shameless plug.
Shameless self-promotion.
But if you came by our booth, we've got a gift box down here in front. We're going to give this away at the end of the show. So all you have to do is either subscribe to the podcast and show us like proof, yeah, you subscribed, or follow us on Instagram and just DM us WizardFest. And we will pick one of those at the end of the show. It has the three Mina Lima illustrated editions of the Harry Potter books. It's got one of our fanny packs. We've got the Theory 11 gift card or the playing cards. Lots of goodies in there. We're going to give that away at the end after we run this marathon. Gentlemen, are you ready?
I've never been more ready in my entire life.
So one of my favorite segments that we have done on our podcast here recently is a choose your own adventure game. Has anyone ever read like the Goosebumps Choose Your Own Adventures where, yeah, okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
You get to the end of the page and it says, right. If you make this decision, go to this page. Or if you make this decision, go to this page. We're going to do that for you right now, live and in person with these three yahoos. Guys, are you ready?
Do I need a stretch?
Nah, you prepare however you want to.
Wherever the spirit leads.
Okay. All right, we've got 10 minutes for it. Are you ready?
10 minutes on the clock. Starting.
All right, send it.
The proverbial clock. Click. There we go.
Go.
The bell tinkles over the vintage mahogany door of the village pub as a doctor, a lawyer, a pilot, and a professor cross the threshold.
Okay.
The air is full of sounds of reunion, frivolity, and gaiety as the four newcomers make their way through the crowd to their table. Now, to decide who gets drinks. If the professor gets up to get drinks, is it the pilot who gets up to get drinks, or is it the lawyer who gets up to get drinks?
Well, considering that I went and got drinks for us all day today.
Yeah.
Indeed. I'll go get some drinks.
Oh, all right.
There we go.
All right. Everybody in agreement?
Okay. Done. I'm tapping out.
Would you guys like a... Where's my pocket? Would you guys like an orange?
Oh, my.
Oh, Lord.
Listen, I sent out the memo. If you got robes, wear them.
Okay, listen. I'm not the biggest Harry Potter fan in the world, so I just wore robes, and I was not informed that it had to be a specific type of robes.
I appreciate the effort all the same. Okay, the lawyer makes it to the bar. The barman turns to him and asks for advice. Oi, excuse me, sir. Can I have some legal advice?
Sure, that happens everywhere I go.
The lawyer looks at him and says, what makes you think I'm a lawyer? Well, you've just got that look about you. What look? He says, oh, I can't explain it. I just got a strong urge to punch you in the face. I thought you were a lawyer.
I get
Do
that a lot.
Do you ignore the insult and give advice? Or do you tell him no thank you and ask to order drinks?
Can I just order my drinks, please?
And what do you guys think?
You choose violence every time.
Take off your shirt.
That's right.
Get
Take
oiled up. It's time to wrestle.
Yeah.
Time to wrestle.
If you're going to fight somebody, you take
ultimately,
your shirt
you
off
can,
first.
Amen. You confer. Ultimately, it's your decision.
Fight him.
All right. What did you mean by that? Why do you want to punch me in the face?
Well, no. Do you ignore the insult and give the advice? Or do you say no thank you and order drinks?
Fighting him wasn't even an option.
Wasn't even an option. No thank you. Can I just have my fire whiskey now?
There you go.
I'd rather have my drinks, if that's okay. There was an almost imperceptible twitch in the corner of his mouth that is quickly masked by a smile.
Oh, yeah, sure thing. Can I interest you in Rose Murta's finest oak-matured mead?
Leave it to him to make it all Harry Potter references.
Here.
Have to choose your own
adventure. Here's a sample. He passes you a shot glass and says that it's on the house. Do you try it? Or do you order something different?
Drink
you can
it.
Confer ultimately
Drink
to your decision.
You only live once.
That's true, unless you're James Bond.
Chaos.
But considering
you always
he wants to
take candy from strangers, and you always
but considering he wants to punch
strangers.
Me in the face, and then he just handed me a free sample. Drink I don't it. Trust this guy.
You're imperceptible twitch is quickly masked by a smile. I'd like to point that out.
I'll drink it. I'll drink it. That seems like an incredibly smart decision.
There you go.
Here you go, sir. Here's another one.
You sip the drink, and admiring notes of what is that? Honey, or even nutmeg. This is delightful, you remark. Oh, yes, Rose Murta's an old friend. Her work is impeccable. You remark that you will take four, you pay the barman, and you return to your table. Mission successful. Nice. You have returned to the table.
That was the most dangerous mission.
That was a very dangerous mission.
you succeeded?
He succeeded
so
in returning
first round
to the table.
Of drinks. Wow.
Okay.
Now, do you want to play again?
Yes.
Yep.
Sure.
We took 4 minutes to do that.
Turn the time turner. The bell tinkles over the vintage mahogany door in the village pub as a doctor, a lawyer, a pilot, and a professor all cross the threshold. The air is full of sounds of reunion, frivolity, and gaiety as four newcomers make their way through the crowd to their table. Now to decide, gentlemen, who gets drinks.
Well, considering that I have been getting the drinks all day... Dallas, it's your turn.
Yeah,
all
yeah. Right, fine. Let's go, Dallas.
Listen, this is a dangerous mission for me, not one that I've survived off.
The professor heads to the bar, but is hailed from across the room. Though he is a modern professor, his path to the bar is marred by the fact that he refuses to wear anything else than traditional 18th century professorial garb.
As one does.
In the 18th century, did they wear bathrobes?
Okay. He's a Victorian gentleman.
Do you stop and talk? Or do you feign deafness and continue walking?
I'm going to talk to this person.
I knew that's where he was going to go.
As you should,
yes,
right?
Talk to him.
Stop and talk.
Hailed, I hail back.
The professor says, hello, how are you? The student quickly launches into a series of questions about a class, a recent test, study groups, etc., and you stand there, bewildered. You have no idea what's going on. Then they question, Professor, aren't we going to have our study group? You nervously glance around and out the window where you spot your reflection. The only issue is your reflection walks away.
Dun, dun, dun.
Do you pursue your doppelganger? Or do you convince yourself that it's a dream? You think, oh, wow, this is whimsical, and head to the bar and pick up drinks.
I'm going for the doppelganger. the doppelganger.
Yes.
Sounds about right.
The doppelchanger.
This
pursue.
Sounds like an average night out for us.
Pretty much, pretty much.
You chase the imposter away from the pub and down a side street. Trapped, he whirls to face you. You can't help but feeling unease. As you face, well, your face, a grin spreads across your face and on his. He yells, Bombarda, at the neighboring wall, and the wall begins to tumble. He spins on the spot, and the corner of his robe vanishing from sight is the last thing you see. The end.
Did
you
I
spin
die?
The time
you
turner failed? And try again.
What happened to me, though? Did I die?
Well, you got attacked by apparently your wizard doppelganger.
You guys are just going to have to come back next year to find out what happens next.
So
am I the doppelganger sitting here?
Reset. We'll do one more.
Okay.
The bell has rung above the mahogany doors.
The bell tinkles above the vintage mahogany door at the village pub as a doctor, lawyer, pilot, and professor cross the threshold. The air is full of the sounds of reunion, frivolity, and gaiety as the newcomers make their way through the crowd to the table. Now to decide who gets
He did
drinks.
Not forget his Starbucks today.
Well, considering that I have been getting drinks for everybody already today, it's apropos that I continue to get drinks
exactly.
for everybody.
You're so exactly. You know your place.
Yes.
Yes.
The pilot makes his way to the bar and takes the seat next to a thin, balding man with fiery red hair.
Uh-huh.
The man states, "Oh, hi there, Arthur Weasley." He pauses, looking at your face. "Good Lord, are you a muggle?" And due to your friendship with the doctor in the group, you know what that means. So you say, "Oh, why, yes." Your new acquaintance nearly vibrates with excitement and hastily asks if you have ever ridden in one of the big metal birds.
That's the
baffled though
Weasley.
You are with the irony of this question, you notice your friends mouthing, "What's taking so long?" Do you stop and talk to this man, or politely state that you are getting your drinks for your friends and flag down the barman?
No, I feel like I owe this guy an answer. He has asked me an absurd question about my magical status and metal birds, so this is... I gotta talk to this guy.
Absolutely. You decide that you have time, and you turn to unleash your wealth of knowledge. Immediately, Arthur Weasley's features began to bubble and melt and are replaced with the long, pointed face and white blonde hair of a very severe-looking man. Your mistake, you filthy mudblood. The man points his wand at your chest, screams, "Stupefy!" and proceeds to toss your limp body into the streets.
Oh.
The end.
So we failed two of the three to get drinks.
You failed, but you succeeded the first round.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
Yay. So that actually feels like one of our Choose Your Own Adventure episodes where, let's see here, we got trapped by vines, we blew up the earth.
We met a feral Teletubby.
Yeah, a feral Teletubby. Yeah.
That was a thing.
And we blew up another planet, so I feel like that was an actual encapsulation of our Choose Your Own Adventure series. Of the
Choose Your Own Adventure. Indeed. Yeah. Indeed.
All right.
We rode a billiards table like a horse. That was the thing we did.
That's true.
That's true.
Out of context, even in context, it's still weird.
No, no, no. No context is to make them want to listen more.
Right.
Indeed.
Did it work?
Yes.
Yay.
You're our new friend.
Yeah.
All right.
Everyone else, I need that level of energy when I ask questions like, "Do you like what we're doing?" And
please.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, next, we are playing a game that is new to our podcast that had most wonderful results. It's a game called Do Not Get Me Started. Has anyone heard of this game? No.
How many people in here like to argue about anything and everything?
Okay.
I found our people. Oh, that... I don't think you're allowed
Someone
to call
it.
So this is a great game.
Over the head motion.
We've kind of gamified it. It's usually just like a icebreaker type activity, but I and Alex, we are going to serve as the rant masters, and we are going to give Cody, my dear brother, and Dallas at the end a topic that they have to go on an on the spot, off the cuff rant about.
Probably something that they're not passionate about. Oh, yes. Makes it all the more fun. So
it is. It's no preparation, and it's all Harry Potter themed. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that of the two of them, one of them has strong opinions about Harry Potter. The other one does not, and he's going first.
Yeah. So, gentlemen, are you ready?
You are.
Me and
you're going first. Yes.
Dallas.
Hold this.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Dallas, your topic. Harry.
There is a reason for the oranges. I heard that.
There is.
You're going to have to just, there's an episode.
Go ahead and tell it. We've got time. Go ahead and tell it.
It's on the thing.
There was a time where you could go to the movies. I know, this is crazy. You didn't just pull up Disney Plus. You'd go and see the newest James Bond.
Flicker shows.
And it turns out that if you buy seats, you sit through the whole movie, two random strangers could walk in at the end of the James Bond movie, get very upset as to why they just saw what happened to James Bond, storm out, making a whole argument scene. You go follow them because you are a very nosy son of a gun. You talk to the manager after they rant at the manager, and you find out that they had tickets for the night before and then stormed into your theater. But the kicker is... the wife brought a grapefruit as a movie snack. Which, you know,
an
in the
illegal
grand
movie snack.
Right. Right. Like, just smuggled in. If you're going to smuggle in movie snacks, what do you bring? Like,
a grapefruit, obviously.
Candy. You go stop at Target or Dollar General.
Fried chicken.
I have an entire jacket dedicated to movie
she
snacks.
She brought a grapefruit in her purse, and so now our mascot is Gus the Grapefruit, and that stuck around for the past year.
We've got coasters with our logo on it that you can get after that. We laughed about that story for months and just decided...
This may have been the origins of Don't Get Me Started.
Don't Get Me Started about grapefruit.
Best movie snacks. Go. Why is it a grapefruit? It's not. It's not a grapefruit. Anything but a grapefruit. This woman... I don't know.
Okay, Dallas, are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. You need to tell me why you are so upset that Harry named one of his children Albus Severus Potter.
All right, so don't get me started about Harry Potter naming his kid. What was it again?
You're really upset about
Albus.
It.
Harry Potter fan.
You're really upset about it.
I am. Yeah,
you've thought
so
about
upset.
This a lot.
I can't even remember what their names are. So this is why I'm upset. Because, first off, who gives their child that many names? That's too many to yell at them whenever they do stupid stuff, like ramp their broom off of the couch into the window.
Yes.
You can't yell all those names. That's too many names.
What were the names again, Dallas?
Albus Severus.
No cheating.
Like, the $5 will be yours at the end.
10 points to Slytherin.
That's 10 points. Oh, 10 points to Ravenclaw?
10 Blue? Points to Ravenclaw.
There you go. Perfect.
So
but
that's
no cheating.
Too many
no cheating.
For
that's
one.
A Slytherin
that's
move.
Stupid. Also... Why those names? We found out in Harry Potter, probably, that those aren't the best people in the world. So he had closer
He's
people
more right
to
than
him.
He knows.
Like Ron, that's a close guy. I'm sure he was upset that his name wasn't one of the kids, right? Hermione, she's probably upset about it. That's probably why she's not around a whole lot whenever they're grown-ups.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Why else should he have not named his child Albus Severus?
You
got it.
Because Severus? Severus?
Sure,
Severus?
Yeah. You say it how you want, but...
that sounds a lot like severed, so that kid's going to get picked on all the time.
Probably.
All the time.
Well, yeah. I didn't read Cursed Child, so is that accurate?
We won't go there. All right, Dallas, well, thank you
no
for
problem.
Telling me
so
all
I gotta
of those
calm down now.
Very strong.
We got him started.
Opinions.
Yeah, I'm going to have to eat
Yeah,
this
we
one.
Got him started. Yeah.
That was a pretty strong start.
Cody.
Albus Severus.
Wait, you got to say the thing. Say the
don't
thing.
Get me started.
Don't get me started.
Don't get me started. Albus Emphatic Pause Severus Potter. Are you kidding me, J.K. Rowling? Are you kidding me? The man who constantly lied and deceived Harry claimed to care about him. See, I'm getting so worked up, my words are getting flustered.
Yeah. That's it. Yep.
And, you know, also Severus, which I don't care what anybody says, Severus is not a good guy. He is not a good guy. In the third book, Neville's Boggart was Severus Snape. Yeah. This was a kid whose parents was tortured to death by Bellatrix Lestrange. And yet still, his potions teacher was so abusive that his worst fear was Severus Snape.
Sounds like a great middle name to me.
Snape was a bullying and abusive to all of his students not named Draco Malfoy. I don't care if he loved Lily.
Maybe he was
that
in the
doesn't
blondes.
Matter.
I don't know.
That doesn't matter. The real name of that child should have been Rubius Fred Minerva Potter. Yes! All of the people that cared about Harry in his life.
We got him started. William,
did.
I don't know about you. Personally, I respect Cody's actual factual opinion there. But my vote has to go to Dallas. To have no understanding whatsoever of the topic, which is the name of the game, we got you started. my vote.
I'll give the point to Dallas, too.
Yes! Oh, come on. Yes. Come on.
Okay. Cody, I'm going to let you go first on this one. Okay. Your topic is wand lore.
All right.
Gosh, here we go.
All right.
Don't get you started.
Don't get me started.
Don't you dare.
Here's the thing. J.K. Rowling wrote herself into a corner in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Sure.
She wrote herself into a corner. This whole, like, disarming... disarming changes allegiances of the wand. That was never established.
Oh, yeah.
What yeah. she found
the
out...
The wand chooses the wizard. It what, has autonomy.
What she found out, like, what she realized is that there was no way that in a fair fight, Harry could win against Voldemort. So she came up with the wand lore thing to become master of the Elder Wand in order to give Harry a fighting chance.
How dare she retcon
now,
something.
Now...
She would never do that ever.
It's a multiverse.
Now... Here's the thing. If she had established it earlier in the book, they even had a whole scene about dueling club where they could have said, oh, now that you've disarmed this person, the allegiance has now changed over to you. That could have been a good tie-in. That could have came in a good throwback. Yeah, no, she had to come up with something at the last minute. It was a total deus ex machina. However... That doesn't say that Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows isn't a great book. It's one of the best books. It's probably the best book in the series, ooh, and yep. I love it. This is a nitpick upon nitpicks. Potter fans, don't at me.
You are a Potter fan. I don't know what you're saying.
I am a like Potter fan, like, but the
Star Wars
you
fans,
critique.
Don't hate me.
All right.
Dallas. Don't get me started on wand lore.
I am on pins and needles.
It doesn't
right
make
now.
Any sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
At all.
Go on.
Because how does that even work? Who are they carving these with knives? Is there a lathe involved? Is it magic? Hey, if it was magic, who had the first wand to use magic to make magical wands? It's an egg and chicken situation. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh my.
Also, how come it's certain types of wood? Is there a teak wand? Is there a Osage orange wand? Is there a Christmas tree wand? Is that a thing? Apple tree? I don't know. Who knows? It's stupid. That's why. And also, how do they get the hair in there? Have you ever tried to do that? I have, and that's impossible to do. It folds up a little bit if you try to get it in there. And then you got to either fill it up with wood glue, or there's lots of...
It's the same way they make pencils. They just...
That there's a pencil tree that they carve those off of. That's everybody knows that.
From the Triconderoga Forest. Is that how that works?
That's what it is from Triconderoga County.
Dixon Triconderoga Forest. Got it.
Obviously. So that's the thing. And also, it doesn't matter who has the wand, because I found this wand
at Wally World.
At Walmart in the parking lot. So it's made of plastic. Which isn't a tree at all.
That's the most
and it
magical
fine.
Substance
the
you can
core
find.
Of this one is frog hair. And it still works just fine. And I just found it. It was somebody else's wand that they dropped. And guess what? I turned a light switch off with this. And I also accidentally took out some semi-truck's tire on the way here. And it works just fine.
All right. Did we just get a clean sweep right here?
Dallas wins. Dallas wins.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Perfect.
I knew I couldn't top Dallas, so I had to play it straight.
We got you started. No notes. I think Dallas won that one.
Okay. I'm going to let Dallas go first on this one. Okay.
No. Three.
One more.
Three.
We're
going
to do one more. Okay. I really popped my Dallas, tell us your thoughts on the Animagus Registry.
Oh, boy. All right.
The what?
The what?
This is where my casual fandom has reached.
Say it one more
time. That might have been
Harry,
the reason I picked
Ron,
the top of
Hermione.
Anna what?
The Animagus Registry.
Okay, so when I was growing up, there's this series of books called Animorphs. And so it was based... on the wizarding world about people turning into animals and stuff. And it was getting out of control. People just turn into animals willy-nilly. And so they're like, we've got to stop this. We got to make a registry where people who are able to turn into animals can sign up to be able to date other people who can turn into animals.
Animagusonly.com, right?
Animagusonly.com.
I remember that.
And so
I think that's how we met,
created, that's how we met, yeah.
Got it.
And so they made this registry. It was highly successful. They started out only advertising it on TV late at night. Yep. On, like,
that's where you got your start on QVC earlier. If anybody came by, he was doing that number with the fanny packs and the robe. Yeah. I remember that.
And so it was super successful. But then because people started going to streaming services, people weren't watching television as much. So they were trying to find other ways. But in the wizarding world, the internet isn't really a thing. Yeah. So it kind of just fell off. And that's why there's not as many people on the Animaniacs registry.
Yep.
And that is the story.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Are you just going to concede defeat?
I'm just going to concede defeat. I'm just going to ask.
Oh my gosh. That is how Don't Get Me Started works. No notes, none.
No.
It's the first time we did this, Alex is a connoisseur of high resolution. Forms of media, and I said the topic is 1080p, and Dallas over there said that's just entirely too many p's.
Too many p's,
and it's been a favorite ever since. Okay,
we just need to keep finding topics that Dallas knows nothing about. It's not even Don't Get Me Started, because there's always one person who actually has an impassioned rant, and the other person's like, well, let me tell you something. I don't know anything about this. So. All right.
Okay.
That's one style of show we do.
That is. We also will do trivia. And so I am going to ask the questions. So this should be interesting.
I'm
going to
need help from you two.
Yeah.
You two knew more. Yes.
The biggest thing about this part that we do is we can cheat.
So we're going to team up.
What, he's
going to
kick you guys out of here now. So you know.
So every year I host Who Wants to Be a Galleonaire?
Yep.
Where we cover very intense, in-depth topics on one particular Harry Potter book. So much so, the goal is that the three of us, me even as the host, tries to beat him.
Yeah.
And finds the most obscure details that I can find in order to trip him up.
Mm-hmm. We've only won once.
Yeah, I'm still salty about the
score combined, and sometimes cheating with the internet, asking Google as we go.
So if you like this, especially the Harry Potter content, we do Magic Month on the podcast every year, where our first episode is July 31st, Harry's birthday, and our last episode ends with a commentary episode where you can watch the Harry Potter movies along with us. We will literally count down, you hit play, put us in one ear, the movie in the other, and we can watch the movie together. Mm-hmm. And ironically enough, those are our best performing episodes on the podcast. So we do Magic Month every year, but I make it my mission to insert Harry Potter into every single episode we do. So it will always crop up.
Trivia time, baby.
Yes.
Yes. I'm so ready.
All right. Okay. Here's a little bit of a softball here. Dallas.
Yes.
Where was the Potter's house?
Where was the who's?
The Potter's.
Where was their house?
Where was their house? Yeah, where did they live?
England.
Yeah, was it in England? Yeah. Is that how it
wasn't
specific?
In England?
Who said no?
I mean, wait, no.
It was. Am I? Are we?
I need.
Is it us individually? It's just me.
What's it?
Godric's Hollow.
Yeah, yes, correct. Congratulations on knowing that answer there, Dallas.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to brag or anything.
Alex.
Oh, boy.
Yes. What is Luna Lovegood's father's name?
If you say Mr. Lovegood.
Well, I mean, it depends. If they're together, she just calls him Papa, you know, like, yeah, or Dad.
True.
If
they're being extra casual. His given name. His.
I actually know this one, which is because I've watched the movies, and that's about it. Xenomorph.
Xenomorph.
Different franchise.
Xeno something. Xenophilus? Is that it?
Xenophilus
Lovegood.
Yes.
do I get half credit for that because I had help, or is that full credit?
It's whose line rules. Rules made up points don't matter.
Okay. Indeed. Perfect. We're playing the whose line. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whose line
I'm
rules.
Because nice. Mine was worth double. You just didn't
yeah. Yeah. You had two words there.
Yeah. See?
Godric's Hollow. Yeah. 2 points.
2 points. Clearly.
I only got Zeno. Half points. Yeah, I was there. I was getting there. I was getting there. Thank okay. you.
Sorry, I didn't mean to point that at you.
Cody.
I need yes. her on the show wow. as the fifth host more often because I need this kind of encouragement.
Thank you. Right? Cody.
Yes.
What was the number of Harry's vault at Gringotts?
Oh.
Do you know?
Oh, gosh. It's either 713 or 686.
Is he right?
But I can't remember if 713 was the one where the stone was in.
Wait, the first one or the second one?
687. Final answer.
Holy cow. Yes, that is correct. Harry's vault is vault number 687.
Nice.
Vault, the vault of question, vault 713, had been emptied late earlier that day. That was the yes. one that the Sorcerer's Stone was
He's
kept
just
in.
Pulling but, all of the trivia out yeah. of his hat.
I just
know Vault 11. That's Davis, a different franchise.
I have Warwick Davis's voice in my head.
I know,
Zach. Vault 713, please.
Exactly.
That's the way I know all of my Harry Potter trivia is just only Warwick Davis quotes.
Swish and flick.
Like, that's all I know. There we go. Done.
Okay. Dallas.
Let's do this.
Where did Hagrid get Norbert's egg?
Was it a bar? Was that? It doesn't matter what kind of bar? Pub?
We'll say.
Does it? It doesn't matter? Yeah, it would.
Wow.
Yeah.
It does matter. It does matter.
Yeah, so the specific name of the bar is. A pub.
Oh,
you were kidding.
Oh, Dallas.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. Wow. The restaurant.
Yes, thank you. Keep him in check. He doesn't know anything about Harry Potter. Restaurant. How dare he?
In the alley.
All right, you know that one. I know you got that alley. One.
I do, but I've never said it out loud. Diagon Alley.
I would have accepted bar.
Yes.
Or pub.
The bar is very
low. Never actually specified, but he won it in a game from a gentleman in a pub.
In a pub. Okay, so I was right in a...
Yes.
Okay.
I would assume it was probably either the Three Broomsticks or the Hogshead.
Yeah.
In Hogsmeade. But
I would assume the Hogshead, because that's where the seating stuff...
Yeah, that's where all the seating stuff goes down.
Yeah.
It's dispersed evenly among the crowd. They all share my points.
Yeah. Share the love.
Yeah.
Alex.
Yes.
What was the name of the other predominant wand maker mentioned in the series other than Ollivander?
We had Ollivander. We had
Nike.
Nike. Yeah, Puma.
Yeah.
Adidas. We had
Mitsubishi.
Yep. Kia. The Kia Sorento was the best wand
Colgate.
Out there. Colgate. Mm-hmm. German? It's German? The Ooh. Fritz Hopfer. The Vondvakers.
what May letter does it start with?
Somebody? I'm gonna let them toss it to the audience before this starts getting.
All right.
Grigorovich.
Yes, of course. He and I go way back. Is that the guy that they were holding hostage or something?
Well, they actually held.
Am I combining another plot point? He was a hostage.
Ollivander
okay,
was
I do
hostage.
Feel better though that I had like a part and another part, and then. Thank you. Like I said,
I'm Cass encouraged you. Yeah.
Thank you. Sixth host. like so here's the thing: casual the fan read them in like I don't know seventh grade. Watch the movies.
How many people can we have on at one time?
This is what I need. That level of like affirmation.
Okay, we'll do one more trivia question, and then we'll move on to table topics.
Woo.
Okay?
All right.
Cody, what is the name, first and last, of the Gray Lady?
The first and last name
Just
of the
said
Gray
it.
Lady.
Gray
Lady.
Gray Lady.
Yeah. It is the daughter of
It is the daughter of Ravenclaw herself, Rowena Raven... No. Oh, sorry. Helena Ravenclaw.
There you go.
Ooh. Good job. Ooh.
Good job. That's Helena Ravenclaw.
You would have made a mortal enemy of this young lady over here. She was like, I'm about to subtract so many points from Cody.
She was pulling out a real one.
Yeah, 10 points wanna, each to whatever house
Cody?
You're in.
You can
and 100
Cody.
Points to our Ravenclaw in the audience for all of her
thank
help.
You. Thank
on
you.
Thank you. He's looking a little peckish.
Okay, yeah, so another I'm looking peckish. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. There, Dallas. We do table topics.
So long to sink in. I love that.
Where we will throw out a topic of conversation, and then I usually throw it out and let these three go. I will chime in on some of these here, but these are Harry Potter related table topics. Are you ready?
Really? Okay.
All right.
Send it.
Okay.
Do it.
If you were on a chocolate frog card, what would the back of your card say?
No.
Let's not start with me.
Cody, go first.
If I was on the back of a chocolate frog card. Now, are we talking like, do anyone who may have won the Darwin Awards end up on the chocolate frog card?
I think it's
most likely to stick a fork in a socket and survive. Like, yeah, I got it.
Something
I got
like
it.
That.
H1 features a famous witch or wizard. So you probably had to have done something.
Probably had to have done something. Okay. Well, my hope would be like high ranking, maybe like head of like the Wizardgamont, you know, the Wizarding Supreme Court or something like that.
So wait, is this you writing your autobiography like 40 years in the future?
Hopefully.
Or is this the aspirational back of your...
This is the aspirational part because right now I'm just
I like how he's taken this.
You know, head of the Wizardgamont, you know, I don't know, maybe a best-selling author or businessman, maybe something like that, because otherwise, I feel like my life would be just a bunch of, he did what? What? What?
He did what, Miss K?
He did what?
Yeah.
Alex.
All right. So I guess if it was at present and not the, Alex actually earned a place on the chocolate frog card.
Yes.
At present, it would say, help, I've been abducted by wizards and I'm trapped in a chocolate factory. Please send help. That was probably what would have happened. I don't know. But going with Cody's aspirational, like, yes. I was a great wizard and this is how I earned it. I would probably be sticking in the theme of what I do and enjoy. I'd probably be like the innovator of like broomsticks or something. Like I had the next big broomstick technology.
Oh, ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
Like the Tesla of broomsticks.
The Nimbus.
Too far?
Ooh.
The Ford of broomsticks? What about the Nimbus Nikola? The Nikola Tesla of broomsticks. Is that better? Because I agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one.
Jeremy Tesla.
And then after that, you...
The Rivian? Can I be the Rivian?
Not the other guy, but Jeremy Tesla. Real owner of Tesla.
What a jerk.
I'm the David Bowie Tesla from The Prestige. Christopher Nolan, see Deep Cut. That's my area.
Oh, gosh.
That's my magic movie.
Oh, gosh.
Everybody get me started about The Prestige.
Fine. No, probably like broomstick technology.
Okay,
I don't know.
I'm going with.
All right, Dallas.
All right, so this is magic me. Right?
I mean, you can put current you.
Current you and magical you.
Current me.
Yes.
Cody has started this trend.
I got you. So if it was current, it's either way. So if it was current me, it would be for accidentally picking up a wand at Walmart and causing the great interstate pileup of 2023. If it was magic me, and we're sticking with the theme. I-64
was destroyed in a freak accident.
Yeah, it would be teaching people for the first time how to reverse remove the hair from a wand. And
only use
sucker
the hair
back in there. Yeah. It's like shipping a bottle, like how to get that back in there. And how to shave a frog and get that hair to put it in the wand.
Oh my gosh.
That's me.
That doesn't
That's
seem
mine.
Possible. Oh gosh. What class would you be most excited to attend at Hogwarts? What class would you be most excited to attend at Hogwarts?
Oh, boy. What classes are they? No,
Get out.
Okay, so Baxter, I did not grow up reading Harry Potter. William did. And so I had a fairly large surgery a couple years ago, and so he got me to, for the first time ever, read Harry Potter and watch Harry Potter. So it's new to me, but which also means I don't know a whole lot about it. So,
and with that, okay, he's kind of glossing over a fact here. He was a live donor for a liver transplant recipient.
So, top human.
That's irrelevant.
I was asleep the whole time.
Yeah. All right,
we play podcast bingo,
and it's either William mentions cancer or Dallas talks about how he's the greatest human on Earth, and we all go, yeah, you're right.
So he was a live donor, like donated half of his liver to someone who he met in his church. Like, fine,
back,
outstanding,
so.
Hilarious
Indeed.
Individual.
Grew back three
Indeed.
Times
it,
in
it
size.
Took him,
it did. That's what this is.
It took him liver. Being completely bedridden and for me to physically buy it and put him in front of him and say, you have no excuses now.
And they took away... He was bedridden. He took away his phone. Unplugged the television.
But Harry Potter's pretty cool.
That was the only form of entertainment.
You guys should watch it if you haven't watched it. Read it. It seems like it's a pretty cool time.
So. they should do like a festival or something
for
that.
We should have a festival.
Okay, so I'll give you the classes. So, okay, Transfiguration.
Okay.
Where you learn how to either change something from make it bigger, make it smaller, make it into something else, an orange
into a grapefruit.
That's probably
baby steps.
Yeah. Charms, potions, mm-hmm. defense against the dark arts. I mean, you do have a criminology degree.
Yeah,
indeed.
Ooh, yeah. I think it would be defense against the dark arts then.
Okay,
and we talked about earlier that aurors. Sound a little bit like a seal dies. It's like, oh, I'm an or.
What's your job? And I'm an or. And the whole, they just start clapping.
Yeah.
Alex, what about you?
This is showing my true colors. Is there a magical history class
yes.
or anything like
it's
that?
It's called History of Magic.
Yes.
The more you know. I think I would love that. I would love to know. Like, I was the guy that enjoyed history class.
Oh, same here.
And so maybe that would be fun, or honestly, potions sounds fun.
Under Snape or Slughorn?
Slughorn, of course. I know enough. He at least seems like he cares. Snape is just like, you're not very good at this, and I hate your face. So, like, Slughorn at least cares about his students. He may be a little creepy, but, you know.
What about you, Cody?
I'm going to have to give it for Transfiguration.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like that is probably the most useful power in the real world to have, to be able to turn things into other things. And if there's, like, one magical ability I would want, it would be an Animagus.
You're on Dallas's registry.
I am on Dallas's.
Have you tried dating yet?
Boy, do we have a registry. You don't have to be lonely.
Animagusregistry.com.
I am happily married. Thank you very much. Gosh. My wife is running the booth.
Okay, we'll throw it out there. What are some classes that you guys would like to attend?
Herbology?
Oh, yeah, there's a list. You can actually attend some classes.
I knew I should have read the paper besides for just the cartoons. Like, there's more in there. A classic.
Wizard artifacts.
Archaeology.
I could be the Indiana Jones of Harry Potter.
Archaeology would be fun.
So, do you remember?
Does John Williams just write the score for that as both scores or one score? It's the Indiana Jones of Harry Potter.
So my dad always made the joke that he would say, what are you reading, Harry Potter and the Temple of Doom again? And I'm like, gosh, Dad, you just don't understand me. And we found that there was a Indiana Jones and the Philosopher's Stone that was released 2 years before Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah, take that, Scholastic. We Americans do know English.
Philosopher's too hard. Yeah. You need to change it to Sorcerer.
See, I know a little bit of Harry Potter trivia. Thank you very much.
Do they take
515? Another class on wizard artifacts. Like, okay,
that seems fun.
Is that transferable? I don't know if I can use that credit this far past college. Oh,
right, yeah.
Does fax
Who knows?
Account?
Who knows?
I don't know. Yeah.
There we go. Perfect. I'll just audit the class like you guys are auditing our podcast right now, you know.
Perfect. Yeah. There we go, yeah.
Is there any, I'll throw it out to the audience, any topics or questions that you want, mainly Dallas, but the rest of us
to rant about?
No. You can ask us.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we are probably going to wrap it here. I'm going to pull open the Instagram. Like I said at the beginning, if you follow the show and then send us the message on Instagram, we're going to give away that big gift box down there
at the
bottom.
If you haven't done it already,
yes.
Make sure you do it because there's a lot of good stuff in there.
At Doctor and Lawyer Podcast on Instagram, if you just DM us Wizard Fest, we're going to give away that big gift box if anybody came in a little. Let's see.
We also have the Facebook group page.
Kiss, Marry, Kill? Oh. Yeah, technically, do we run all the way to 5? Do we
yes.
run till 5?
Yes. Yeah.
We got 10 minutes. We're good.
Okay. Yeah. Kiss, Marry, Kill.
You're trying to end
Harry
this
Potter
early.
Edition.
I mean, they haven't all fled yet. So I think we're doing 1, 2, 3,
we
4.
Paid
we're doing at least 4 people good, okay?
Yeah. No, I wasn't. Well, part of the peanut gallery I was, but...
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh,
sorry.
I can't believe I have offended you all so badly. All right, Kiss, Marry, Kill. Who is our Snape? Snape
Kill.
Is one.
Kill.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Sirius Black.
Okay.
Dumbledore. Oh,
oh
no.
Boy.
Oh. All right. So Snape,
Sirius,
Dumbledore, and Sirius.
Sirius.
Well, I feel like. It's obvious. So you got to marry. You got to marry Sirius, right?
Yeah.
That's a man who's dedicated. He's passionate. I mean, he can clearly control a hippogriff. That's what they're called, right? I saw that at the end of the movie.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I mean, I think he knows his way around, you know, hippogriffs.
What?
I was like, that's an easy kiss. I guess, I mean... I'm a very simple human, so, you know, Snape, he's got long flowing locks, very pretty
flowing.
Eyes. He knows how to speak the language of love, where he's like, always. And I'm like, yes, okay, I understand. And then Kill, I mean, come on, dude. Like, you sent him off with his horrible parent, cousin and aunt and uncle. Goodbye, Dumbledore. Off the tower with you. Oh, spoilers. It's been long enough. It's been long
enough. What?
Sorry, Dumbledore. You can die. You're old. He's old. He's lived a useful life. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I'm doing him a favor.
You guys are getting really weirdly practical about it. Why it's okay to murder this guy.
How dare you have... You know,
he's lived a fine... He's old.
All right, Dallas, your turn.
So... Mary Sirius. He seems like he's handy in the kitchen, in the house.
He live in one for a year.
That's what I'm saying. Like he's there for me. He's loyal.
He can make it through the dark times of Azkaban.
Yeah, like he ain't gonna snitch on nobody for sure. So that's who you want as your ride or die.
Yeah.
So
I
kiss Dumbledore. Dumbledore because
close
because. He's got the whiskers.
I know you know.
And so I just feel like...
Would the whiskers start intertwining? Is that how that works?
I don't know. It's not happened, so I don't know. We'll see. And kill Snape because bro's got that nasty old stringy hair. Get that business out of this.
It's flowing and flowing. Thank you very much.
It's flowing like an oil spill. So.
Yeah. All right. All right. I think we're all in agreement. Marry Sirius. I think he's the one. Sirius would be the one to show you how to have a good time.
But the hippogriff joke was too far.
Azkaban hooch.
Kill Severus. I've made my opinions about Severus very plain. However, I'm going to throw a little wrench into the Dumbledore one.
If it was Michael Gambon's Dumbledore, I would kill. If it was Jude Law,
there's such strong
feelings. Jude Law, Jude Law might be married.
If it's kiss. Jude Law's Dumbledore, it'd be a kiss. Like,
yeah.
Was it 11 years from the time that he went to pick up Tom Riddle in his first appearance, and somebody had shared like, "That's teaching, man."
Public education.
Public education.
He's like, I look like a dapper 1940s gentleman, and then he's like, "Nope. Time to break out the robes.
Grow my hair out."
All right, guys. Well, we've just got a couple more minutes left. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for coming to our first live show here at Ironton Wizard Fest. Thanks to Brad and the team, for number one, for putting Wizard Fest on.
Thank you.
And for inviting us to do a live show. I do hope that you enjoyed it. If you liked this chaos...
This is just a sampler pack. This is like when you walk in and they're like, here, come try our wares. Get the sample of the kettle corn.
If you liked this chaos, we release an episode every week. So we got weekly releases that come out on Friday. We even have some exclusive shows inside of our Patreon. I do a Harry Potter exclusive podcast called Potter Plus, and I'll be covering the Harry Potter TV show whenever it comes out. And my next episode coming up, I finish the Fantastic Beasts series. Tie up all them loose ends, give some resolution to some of the thread points that are still dangling out there, and I'm not saucy about it at all. So let's do the giveaway here. Let me count how many people had.
Did we talk about the pub page? We like
yes.
For people to stop by on Facebook.
Our Facebook group. It's called The Pub.
Yes.
Open parentheses. A doctor and lawyer walk into a bar. Close parentheses. There's a lot of good discussion and stuff that happens
while
there.
You're getting that to load. I mean, again, we're trying to do a clip show, so you get a little taste of what we're like at all different points. But let's see here. We do a book club where the four of us each pick a book that we enjoy. We've done... not to talk about other fandoms, but we talk about Star Wars, Marvel, but then also we do get a little philosophical. We'll talk about life in general. So, but we keep it all PG-13.
Okay, so we have had 11 people that have messaged the account.
I
will throw it to the real star of the show, our resident labor. Pick a number 1 through 11.
1 through 11.
You're going to say seven.
Seven.
Josie Donahue.
That's you. Yay!
All right. Woo! So nice. you get our gift bag up here. We've got three of the Mina Lima Illustrated Edition Harry Potters. One of our fanny packs from 90s Magic, which is over there by Dragonfly.
Can we just leave these?
But again, thank you so much.
Seven oranges that are a loose reference to a grapefruit, which has nothing to do with James Bond.
What's that?
Sure. All right. I am going to throw it. You ready?
He's throwing it. And she caught it. Yay!
This is the most fun I've ever had podcasting. There's two.
Oh, no.
Okay, hold on. Orange me, baby. Oh, man, this is just wild right now. I can't believe That was your... That was his bet.
Well, guys, I will pick up the tab tonight.
I think Brad is definitely going to never let us do this
ever again. Never back here again.
You
again.
Get an orange. I'm like the Oprah of oranges right now.
You get
look
orange.
Under your seat. You get an orange. I have a Dodge Durango.
I got a rock.
Well, guys... I will pick up the tab tonight. Thank you for joining us. And for everyone who's listening in our podcast feed, come to Wizard Fest next year. You can see us in person. And
well,
with that...
threaten them.
Come to Wizard Fest next year or else. And with that, I'm going to head out of here. Again, I am William.
I'm Cody.
I know nothing about Harry Potter, apparently.
And I'm Dallas.
And we will see you guys next week.
Bye, everybody.
Are you kidding? I'm working.
All right, I'll be right there.
And grab the movie. Go, 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 go.
Come on, my love. Goodbye, my friend.
You have been the one. You have been the one for
me. One snapped in two, which was sad.
Yeah.